The subway system is one of the wonders of the world in New York City. It's a large system, and it's time that we make the investments to take us into the next century. The replacement of the old subway cars with newer, more reliable ones, the installation of new technology signals to increase the number of trains that can be run. We've gone through periods of expansion in the subway system. We've gone through periods of investing in the maintenance of the subway systems. But we're at the point where we have to do both. The growth of the number of people in the city, the number of tourists, the population growth in New York City is increasing astronomically. And it's putting stress on that system. The system has to address both its expansion mode and the refurbishment of the existing system. They've come up with a subway action plan. I think it's to the tune of $800 million, and it needs to be funded to push forward the repairs that will take us into the next century. There are switches and signal systems that are over 100 years old in New York City subway system. They were reliable and they worked for a long time, but they will not take us the next 100 years. People are insisting on reliability, as they should, in service, and it's up to government to provide it for them.